Tonight, we bring you the third story in our series about poverty in America, this time in West Virginia. NewsHour Weekend Special Correspondent Simon Ostrovsky has been following in the footsteps of the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, Philip Alston. Alston recently toured America, spotlighting third-world-style poverty in our first-world country. Supported in part by a grant from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting, this report is part of our ongoing series about poverty and opportunity in America, Chasing the Dream.
McDowell County is emblematic of the poverty still dragging down parts of America. It leads West Virginia in the number of people hospitalized for opioid-related reasons. Over 36% of residents live below the poverty line, and the population has dropped from 50,000 to less than 20,000 since 1970.
A disproportionate amount of residents here rely on Medicaid and Medicare as their primary health insurance. Because those programs don't cover dental in a meaningful way, it's led to a dental health crisis.
The crisis is playing out in a town called Welch. This facility is run by HealthRight. It's a nonprofit medical group that deploys a mobile clinic staffed with three health professionals to areas of the state underserved for dental care.
We expect about 17 patients today, all from the surrounding area near Welch itself. Welch is one of our counties that we can't see as many patients because we have to travel longer to get here.
Nearly 57 million people in the U.S. live in areas designated by the Health Resources and Services Administration as lacking basic access to dental care.
And open.
McDowell County is one of them because of its distance from larger cities, a shrinking population, and an increasing amount of those living in poverty, state officials say.
A lot of patients that we see never had any type of dental care before because they could never afford it. Well, I grew up in India, and you see this a lot, and I didn't really expect to see that in developed country, but we do see that pretty much every day.
I have 60-year-old patients who have never been to the dentist, who don't know what dental floss is. No one's ever taken the time to show them how to brush their teeth.
In 2014, West Virginia's then-governor, Democrat Earl Ray Tomblin, expanded Medicaid under Obamacare, providing nearly 170,000 low-income people medical coverage who had none before. But Medicaid doesn't help much with dental problems. Neither does Medicare, which serves the elderly.
Open for me as big as you can.
Medicare patient Patricia McGinnis is well aware of that.
Dentist wants anywhere between $230 to $500 to pull a tooth. And I don't have that much money.
Deep breaths for me.
And thank God to the HealthRight, I'm grateful. They're going to let me come and get my tooth pulled.
Here it comes, okay? Deep breaths. I'm done.
You done?
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
No problem, dear.
Some of us who are on Medicare, no offense, but the program is not working like it should be working, even when Obama was in, and even though Trump is in, it's not helping us any.
Thank you. No problem. No problem.
Thank you.
No problem. Hold on, dear, okay?
Medicare pays for nothing as far as dental goes. All that a Medicaid card will cover is extractions.
No problem, no problem. See you next time.
A couple days after our first visit, the mobile clinic has moved on to another area of the state.
Start there and don't stop till you get over here.
Ledford Hunt, a retired coal miner who once worked for a unionized mining company, has arrived to have his entire top row of teeth removed, a procedure that would have cost him 1 month's Social Security check had he gone to a private dentist.
When you were still in work, what was your dental care like back then?
Dental care, I had dental care, it covered everything. Mm-hmm. Didn't have no problem. I had a good hospital card, and it covered everything, and didn't have no problem with it.
What do you think is the overall reason that there's so many people who can't afford their dental or their other medical care?
It's not enough work. I've worked all my life since I was a baby. But this is something else. If it wasn't for this, I couldn't have my teeth fixed. I couldn't afford it.
This black rock was once the lifeblood of the West Virginian economy. But these days, retail chains are the biggest employers.
And the share of West Virginians getting health insurance through their employers has dropped from 62% in 2000 to just over 52% in 2017, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And so, the state stepped up. Remember how West Virginia, under a Democratic governor, expanded Medicaid to cover another 170,000 people? That coverage has continued under the current Republican governor, Jim Justice. He declined an interview request with NewsHour Weekend on gaps in health care coverage and frequently harangues reporters for negative press.
When all we write and all we look for is bad, you know what it does? It drives people away. We have to stop that because we want people to come here and we want to be happy.
If you look in the West Virginia 1st Congressional District,
Seth DiStefano is the policy outreach coordinator for the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy, which campaigns on behalf of low-income West Virginians. He believes several pieces of legislation backed by Governor Justice and passed by the legislature will ultimately hurt the state's poor.
To the surprise of a lot of people, there were a series of bills that took upwards of close to $100 million out of Medicaid and pushed it towards things that had nothing to do with health care. Among those things, Senate Bill 385 took a significant chunk of money and put it towards fixing facilities under the domain of the Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety, prisons, basically.
DiStefano says he and other advocates had lobbied for a different state spending path.
One of the things that was put forward was that maybe we should look at taking this money that was being dedicated fixing roofs on correctional facilities, and instead maybe dedicate it to restorative dental work. We could have make a generational impact on something that has drugged West Virginia down for a very, very long time.
Back at the HealthRight Mobile Medical Unit, I asked dental hygienist Greta Nelson if she expected the situation to change anytime soon.
In my lifetime, I don't see it changing to where we're going to get a healthcare system that's going to take care of people the way that it should. A lot of our patients are working poor. These people work two jobs but still don't have the means necessary to provide, dental care for their family or for themselves.